Just when the sports world couldn't look more tenuous, comes another arrest for fraudulent sports memorabilia. Yesterday in Watertown, Massachusetts, 62-year-old Ellen Weber was arrested on charges of mail fraud. A co-worker claimed that Ms. Weber, who owned Weber's Sports Collectibles, had faked autographs on photos of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Fakes are rife in the world of sports memorabilia. Rocky Landsberg is the editor of Tough Stuff, a memorabilia magazine. He says that signed items now bring in $500 million a year and that there are new ways to detect fraud. So, Rocky, what got the FBI interested in sports fraud?
Well, we evolved as an industry to the point where we were worth enough for the bad people to come and start faking autographs.
Now, in the case of this arrest yesterday in Watertown, Massachusetts, I gather they got their information the old-fashioned way, with a tip from someone who worked in the store.
That's correct. There are several things that are unique about what happened in Massachusetts. First of all, the fact that somebody was forging lower-level players, like the Patriots kicker, for instance. Secondly, that somebody took the time to contact authorities, which hasn't happened enough in our industry. And then thirdly, that authorities took it all the way to being charged.
Well, in that case, the FBI set up a bit of a sting operation for the store owner, but aren't leagues themselves trying to do what they can to prevent fraud?
Well, in the area of prevention, yes. On the front end, the leagues are starting to become involved, and it's Major League Baseball in particular that has led the way in creating real product and then what we call in our industry authenticating that real product. In terms of enforcement, the leagues haven't been all that involved. It's really been the FBI that has been driving the boat there. In this case, it looks like the NFL and the Patriots did get involved and do some things. And like I said, that's fairly unusual. So we're real happy to see that as an industry.
I understand that after the Super Bowl last year, the NFL tagged footballs with DNA stickers to prevent fakes from being sold.
Well, yeah, what they've done, I think it's 2 years in a row now, is every ball that is used in the Super Bowl is tagged with DNA so that if anybody ever said, I have a game-used football, they can use a special scanner and say, yes, you do, or no, you don't.
Whose DNA goes on the ball?
Very rarely it's the person's DNA, but that is not done very often. Usually it's just a proprietary DNA strand that the company develops and puts into their database. And so there are several companies in the industry that are coming up with new technological advances like DNA dots or special pens, but primarily holograms, stickers in the form of holograms that are very difficult to duplicate. Virtually any company that sells autographs now is using holograms on their items.
So, Rocky, if I want to come to Wisconsin and buy sports memorabilia from my nephews, make sure I have a little hologram on the back?
I would look for a hologram of a respected company within the industry, and if you're not sure who or what is a respected company in the industry, then give a call to the magazines like Sports Collectors Digest or Tough Stuff, or visit your local hobby shop and find somebody you can trust.
Rocky Landsberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Rocky Landsberg is the editor of Tough Stuff. He spoke to us from his office in Iola, Wisconsin.